my first question for you there, Chantel, is tell us about some of this, delivery work, I guess you could say, that you've been doing for people, especially during the pandemic.
So I'm part of the Meals on Wheels delivery program. And I've been doing this for ages and ages. We're a little bit busier now than we were before, which is to be expected, I suppose, right? There's more people that aren't as comfortable going out to get their meals than there would be during normal times. So we do our best to get everybody fed, and the food is always very good, of course. And I do a fair bit of my own stuff, my own baking and cooking, and I will get the odd hint from friends that they would love to have some, so not much of it stays here in my own house. My kids don't get much of it.
So what made you decide to want to get in a part of Meals on Wheels, and first of all?
Well, my father, when my folks moved here in the 70s, my dad was the one who actually brought the program to Renfrew. It was his baby. And he ran it. He just retired from it, I think, last year. He ran it for like 35, 40 years. So it was always in the background in our house growing up. So when they were looking for volunteers to help out, I thought, that's a great idea. And I steal my children from school on a regular basis. I yank them out of school, and they play hooky for an hour and help me deliver meals.
So the Meals on Wheels program, for people who may not be familiar with it, what can you tell us about it? Is it, you know, helping out those less fortunate, or how does it work?
I suppose in some cases, but it's so there are multiple service groups involved now. It started with the Rotary Club, but there's lots of service clubs in Renfrew that volunteer for a day, or they do you know, Tuesdays. I think Rotary does Wednesdays. They pay for their meals, but it's not expensive at all. And the food comes from the cafeteria at the hospital. It's fantastic food. And it's all very careful. It's carefully organized dietary-wise. So if we have diabetics, there's one little lady who can't stand Brussels sprouts. So there's always on the top of her meal, it says, no Brussels sprouts. She always asks, make sure there's no Brussels sprouts in there, dear. So nope, there's no Brussels sprouts. So it's a great program for people that can't get out, and it lets them stay in their homes a little bit longer, as opposed to ending up in care, you know. And I find that some of the families, they don't have relatives around here, they're alone. So I always bring a little extra something for them. It's usually maybe a newspaper or chocolates. I'm careful with the diabetics, of course. I bring flowers on Christmas. My husband and I and the kids, we do deliveries on Christmas Day, and the raised flowers gives me a fantastic price on their poinsettias. So everybody gets a flower, and it's just kind of it's a great program, and it's not specifically designed for people who are struggling financially, but it's extremely reasonably priced. And like I said, they're well-made meals through the hospital cafeteria, so it's a fantastic program. It's great.
Now, Chantel, kind of explain to us a little bit about maybe some of the relationships that you've built with your clientele over the years.
Oh, we had, he passed away, bless his heart. There was a fellow that we delivered meals with to every week, and he lived in one of the apartments off of Hall. He didn't have it was tight for him financially, and he would listen to the Ottawa Sens games on the radio. He couldn't afford to have satellite TV or cable TV. So every once in a while we would come in and he'd be listening to the game, and he was just a great guy, great man. He loved my daughter to pieces. He'd say, oh, you brought the little one, did you? And even when she was taller than him. And so the last Christmas that I delivered Meals on Wheels to him, we bought him an Ottawa Senators sweater, a really nice sweater, and some paraphernalia, and wrapped it up and gave it to him for Christmas. And he wore that thing every day, and whether we were delivering them or not, just in case we would pop by and be the ones to be delivering his meals. I miss him. He was a nice guy.
Okay. And do you hope to maybe inspire kids? I know you said you kind of play hooky with them sometimes to go out on deliveries, but do you hope that maybe one day they'll kind of take the reins?
I absolutely do. Yeah. And they enjoy it. It's funny. When my little girl was, I think the first time I took her out, she might have been six. And when we were finished our last meals, there was one client who just adored her to pieces. And he thought it was really neat that dad's grandpa, or granddaughter, sorry, was helping deliver meals. And she had gotten in the car, and she put her hand on her chest, and she says, Mommy, my heart feels so, it feels so full. It feels so warm. It was cute. She was trying to find the words for it to explain how it helps and or how it felt to her. And I don't think, like, when you think about the service clubs that we have across the country, they tend to be full of old farts like me, I guess, right? So it would be nice. I'm not sure what the future is for service clubs when it comes to the younger kids. So if you get a chance to let them see what happens, you know, what they do, they do great stuff in communities.